Unit 5, Listening Number 2, Page 57. Stuart Brand, The Dawn of De-Extinction. Are you ready? Now, extinction is a different kind of death. It's bigger. We didn't really realize that until 1914, when the last passenger pigeon died at the Cincinnati Zoo. This had been the most abundant bird in the world that had been in North America for 6 million years. Suddenly, it wasn't here at all. Flocks that were a mile wide and 400 miles long used to darken the sun. And indeed, it was a keystone species that enriched the entire eastern deciduous forest, from the Mississippi to the Atlantic, from Canada down to the Gulf. But it went from 5 billion birds to zero in just a couple decades. What happened? Well, commercial hunting happened. These birds were hunted for meat that was sold by the ton, and it was easy to do, because when those big flocks came down to the ground, they were so dense that hundreds of hunters and netters could show up and slaughter them by the tens of thousands. By the end of the century, there was nothing left but these beautiful skins in museum specimen drawers. There's an upside to the story. This made people realize that the same thing was about to happen to the American bison, and so these birds saved the buffaloes. But a lot of other animals weren't saved. The Carolina parakeet was a parrot that lit up backyards everywhere. It was hunted to death for its feathers. Another keystone species is a famous animal called the European aurochs. And the aurochs was like the bison. This was an animal that basically kept the forest mixed with grasslands across the entire Europe and Asian continent, from Spain to Korea, but became extinct in 1672. But what if you could find out that using the DNA in museum specimens, fossils, maybe up to 200,000 years old, could be used to bring species back? What would you do? Where would you start? Well, you'd start by finding out if the biotech is really there. I started with my wife, Ryan Phelan, who ran a biotech business called DNA Direct. All she needed from those specimens at the Smithsonian was a little bit of topaz tissue. It's DNA which is pretty badly fragmented, but with good techniques now, you can basically reassemble the whole genome. Then the question is, can you reassemble, with that genome, the whole bird? George Church thinks you can. So in his book, Regenesis, which I recommend, he has a chapter on the science of bringing back extinct species, and he has a machine called the Multiplex Automated Genome Engineering Machine. It's kind of like an evolution machine. You try combinations of genes that you write at the cell level and then in organs on a chip, and the ones that win, those you can then put into a living organism. It'll work. So what you're getting is the capability now of replacing one gene with another variation of that gene. So what do you people think about it? Do you want extinct species back?